slept in 20 days, I should look an awful sight. But it doesn't bother me at all, 'cause I always sleep at night. Howdy! This is your old trail partner, Quick Draw McGraw! The fastest draw in all the West, and don't you forget it. And this here is my faithful and loyal sidekick, Baba Louie. Say hello to all our friends out there, faithful and loyal sidekick.
Hello to all our friends out there, faithful and loyal sidekick.
All right now, all you little old fuzzy-headed buckaroos, let's hitch ourselves up here real close-like together, 'cause I got some stories to tell special for just you and you.
I sure do like stories, Quick Draw. What is the first one?
The first one is called In the Picnic of Time, and it's about two old saddle pals of ours, Augie Doggy and Daddy Doggy.
Oh, sure. See, everybody knows them.
Well, sir, it started out to be a beautiful, warm summer day when Daddy Doggy and Augie Doggy set out. The birds were a-singing, and the bees were a-humming.
What then? What happened, Quick Draw?
And old Daddy and his boy Doggy were really enjoying it.
There's nothing like a picnic to make for warmer relations between a boy and his dad. Right, Augie?
Yes, Dad.
More Dad should try picnic father and son togetherness. Augie, what's the matter? Did you eat too much?
No, father of mine. I'm talking to this ant.
Well, sure enough, Augie had his nose down to the ground just a-talking to this little old itsy-bitsy ant.
Say, that's pretty good. It's not everybody can talk with ants.
Course, it isn't everybody what wants to talk with ants. But Augie Doggy did. Listen to the story now.
I don't know where kids pick up this stuff nowadays. Hey, what goes on here? A piece of cake heading for the hills.
Say, that poor daddy is seeing things, no?
No, it were true. That itsy-bitsy ant was just a-shagging along, toting a big piece of cake on his back.
I'll take that, and you can have this. If there's anything I can't stand, it's a dishonest ant.
Stop, dear father of mine. My little friend is innocent. I gave him the cake.
Will you stop this ant business, Augie, and step aside while I clobber him again?
No, dear Dad. He wants to say something.
Say, that little old ant must have been plenty mad, yes?
Yep. Listen.
Dad, I think we better pack up and go home.
But why, son? It ain't raining.
Rain, it ain't. But raining ants, it's gonna be, Dad of mine.
What kind of double talk is that, my son?
The ants just declared war on you, Daddy dear.
What an imagination that boy has.
Oh, please heed my warning, Father dear, and listen.
I'm listening, favorite son of mine. I'm listening.
And off to sleep, old Daddy Doggy went.
Then what did the little ant do?
He called the ant general over and they started pow-wowing.
What did that mean, Quick Straw?
It meant war, Bubba Boy. Them little old ants all lined up and the trumpet sounded.
Charge!
What's that racket, apple of my eye, son of mine?
It's the war, one father in a million, just like I warned you. For your sake, father dear, let's go home.
For the last time, I refuse. I ain't budging for no ants. Hey, what goes on? How's about that?
What did they do to him, Quickstraw?
Why, they just plumb picked up old Daddy and threw him in the lake. Needst I go on?
Shall we go home now, dear old Dad?
No, sir, no, sir, Roggy. And I reiterate, no.
Well, them little old ants came charging right straight back to the picnic lunch.
Hi, fellas.
And carried off the whole dad blame thing.
There goes our picnic, Dad.
Oh, no, it don't, son. Come back here with our picnic.
But when Daddy tore out after him, one little old ant hid behind a tree and stuck out a itsy-bitsy foot and tripped him.
Tripped me, huh? If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a laughing ant.
Big Daddy, why don't you surrender?
Offspring of mine, your daddy has just begun to fight.
He better give up, that's for sure.
Well, the next thing you know, them ants was a-crawling straight up a tree with old Dad's picnic watermelon.
Halt! Retain that watermelon, you insects!
Them little ants carrying a great big watermelon?
Yep, Bubba. Straight up that tree and right out on a limb what was hanging over Daddy-O's head.
If I wasn't so mad, I could almost admire them little ants climbing a tree with a big watermelon.
Well, sir, meantimes, he spies one lone little ant a-scooting past him carrying a great big apple.
Oh, here comes an apple-eating ant.
He's up to something, I think.
You think right, Bubba boy. Old Dad grabbed that apple off of that ant's back and held it way up high, right over the poor little innocent insect. And then...
Oh, no.
Like they say, an apple a day keeps the ants away. That's one down and only a million to go. Oh, I forgot about the watermelon.
And there was watermelon all over the place, especially all over the head of old Doggy Daddy.
Dad, don't you think...
Yes, son, yeah, I surrender. Tell them ants to call off the war.
Okay, dear Dad, who knows when he's beat.
Then little old Oggy Doggy went prancing over to the head ant, who come prancing out to meet him, waving a white flag. In fact, both of them were waving white flags. And they started talking. Ant talk, that is.
What's he saying there, Roggy?
He says he accepts your apology. Just don't let it happen again.
Now, how do you like that? Oh, well, after all, how many daddies can say, that's my boy who talks to ants?